Whenever China does anything, it does it big. Take what's going on in the South China Sea right now. The Chinese military is creating huge man-made islands, including one with a military airstrip, and that's worrying neighbors Vietnam and the Philippines. But the project is also wreaking havoc below the water's surface. Scientists say the construction of these islands is doing major damage to coral reef systems. John McManus is a professor of marine biology at the University of Miami and former director of the National Center for Coral Reef Research. Professor McManus, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
So first of all, just to sort of give us an understanding about the place that we're talking about, can you describe to us how large these man-made islands are that China's building in the South China Sea?
Yes. Actually, thanks to the Asia Maritime Initiative's website, they're actually tracking the islands and the sizes. The largest one so far is about 5.5 square kilometers. The total of seven of these reefs is about 12.8 square kilometers as of the end of June.
That's enormous. I mean, so these are large construction projects. And how are they building these islands in the South China Sea?
Well, they're building these out of sand. And actually, I was first involved because people were asking me what these strange arc-like marks were on some of the reefs from which a lot of sand was appeared to be bleeding away. I figured out that those were signs of dredging. So they're actually suctioning up huge volumes of sand to build these islands. The area that they've been suctioning the sand from, I've actually done some calculations, and it looks like there's almost 60 square kilometers of severely damaged coral reefs just from the suctioning, just for getting the sand. Huh. So it's actually quite difficult in some parts of this to find reefs that haven't been severely damaged this way.
Wow. So it sounds like the scale of the project is enormous. And from what you're describing, there's equally enormous damage under the water. Now, what is living in the sand, in the reefs, in the sediment that's being dredged that's so critical to the health of the coral reefs there?
Well, it's important to realize that this place is right next to the center of the world's biodiversity for marine organisms, where in the Caribbean you might have 70 species of hard coral. Out here you're expected to find maybe 400 species. So you see, this is enormously biodiverse. Now, the atolls, and most of these are atolls. Atoll is like a ring, mm-hmm, coral reef. And in the center, they tend to accumulate sand. So what's happened is these vehicles have gone out. And for China, this is a huge fleet of ships that actually are dedicated to suctioning up sand to build islands. So they went out and suctioned up all this sand. But in the sand, there's all kinds of coral patches. There's Gorgonian patches. And every square inch that you look at in the sand, you're going to have sand-dwelling organisms. So huge ecosystems have been destroyed in these lagoons. But the sand has been leaking out over the reef crest, the back reef area, which are mostly coral in. So they've not only destroyed these sandy areas, but they've destroyed large sections of the adjacent reef. And that's not talking about the ones that were actually buried. Oh. And those are very serious. That's essentially permanent damage to some of the world's most important coral reefs.
And when we say damaged, I mean, we've had a lot of discussions on this show about, say, reefs that have been bleached because of ocean acidification. But that's not the kind of damage you're speaking of here. So what do the reefs look like now in this area of the South China Sea that we're talking about?
Well, as I mentioned, there's almost 13 square kilometers where there is no coral reef anymore.
Because they're buried under all that sand.
Yes, this is where that term paved paradise becomes so pertinent. It's amazing. They've actually piled sand up, built concrete walls around it to keep the sand in place, and then they're actually paving it over for airports and living quarters. And that's completely gone. This is extremely important area because of the fishery situation in the South China Sea. Most people depend on fish for livelihoods, and it used to be for food, although it's become so expensive that many poor people can only afford chicken now, and they sell all the fish they get. But it's extremely important to have fish around this area. And what we showed years ago was that there was actually a link between maintaining the fisheries across the whole of the South China Sea and maintaining these coral reefs.
Well, so you bring up a very important point there, because that is one of the reasons why this area is so highly disputed between China and its neighbors. I mean, what have, say, you know, people in the Philippines or Vietnam been saying about the construction of these islands?
Well, there's all sorts of different directions people are coming from when they're speaking. People are trying to figure out how to get the fisheries to come back. And China has put in, for instance, a seasonal closure, which is quite a reasonable thing to do, to stop fishing for a season. But the response of Vietnam and the Philippines has been to encourage their fishers to go out, even if they weren't going to fish more. Hmm. So we're really exacerbating this overfishing problem.
But there have been efforts, or maybe there are efforts currently underway to protect the coral reefs in the region, aren't there?
Well, in the region, yes. Actually, I like to compare these reefs to the very similar one in the middle of the Sulu Sea, which is Tubataha Reef. And Tubataha is a World Heritage Site. It's been very well protected over the last 12 years or so. And it used to be a site of some damage and overfishing, but the management has been so effective that we're beginning to get towards what ecologists consider the ultimate sign of a healthy reef, which is having more biomass in predatory fish than in prey fish. And that's possible because the prey fish turn over rapidly. So there are actually schools of tiger sharks now off of Tubataha. And any one of these reefs, if properly managed, except the ones we've buried, could ultimately return to the state.
Well, Professor McManus, if I may, you know, I'm thinking, as I mentioned, we've had so many conversations on this program about imperiled coral reef systems from ocean warming, ocean acidification, et cetera. And now here we have yet another reef system that's in danger or, you know, being destroyed for an entirely different set of reasons. I mean, I guess what I want to ask you is, do you reach the point where you just despair for the future of coral reefs around the world?
Well, I was getting that quite a lot. I set up and ran something called ReefBase, the Global Coral Reef Database, which is still operating. And for the 7 years I ran it from 93 onwards, it felt like I was the obituary master of the world's reefs. So it was very depressing. But one thing I've learned is that whenever there's a big crisis about the coral, we find out that it wasn't quite as bad as we thought a couple of years later. And that's happened, of course, with bleaching, where we find that the corals can recover usually pretty well, pretty quick, if you've properly managed your nutrient flow and you haven't overfished your herbivores, then you tend to get recovery from that.
But it's hard to be resilient or to bounce back when you're just being dredged out of existence, though.
Yeah, one of my favorite statements when I'm giving talks and conferences is the way to handle climate change on coral reefs, first of all, is to stop kicking the patient. It's not going to recover if you keep removing all the herbivorous fish that are keeping the algae down and, of course, adding sediment. And we've just hit a new high point as far as adding sediment to coral reefs.
Well, John McManus is a professor of marine biology at the University of Miami and former director of the National Center for Coral Reef Research. Professor McManus, thank you so much, and especially thank you for helping us try to find that ray of hope when it comes to the future of reef systems around the world.
And thank you very much.